Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Welcome to Vaughn and Z. Talking to Vaughn and Z.
Welcome.
So what you been up to?
Nothing. I haven't really been up to a lot. I have I'm sitting here thinking about nursing and the career of nursing and how things have changed and how it will be changing due to COVID. And what are your thoughts on something like that?
With the changes in nursing with COVID. Well, right now they got a lot of jobs out there relating to COVID.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There could be more job, different types of job.
Yes. Opening. Now, with nursing in hospitals, I don't know the changes they're going to have. I really, you know, unless I start talking to people, that may be something we can do. Let's talk to other nurses that's still out there working, which I ran up on one nurse. I was talking to her, and she works in a hospital. And I told her, I said, I thought, you know, the hospital was getting rid of LPNs. She's like, no. And she's like telling me she works in the ER.
Oh, okay. But
I didn't start questioning and asking her a lot of questions because she was also had a doing a part time job with she does balloons, and I was at a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing the balloon work, which was awesome. You know, the balloon arch over where you take your pictures and
that. That's something so hard to me.
Yeah, so she was doing that. So I really couldn't get in depth of asking her, but that's a good question. That is a good question. Where are we going to go from now with COVID? I think probably everyone's going to still get a test before they come in. Like if you have a fever, I think that's just one of the things they're going to keep doing.
I think so too. I think that would be. And like I was listening to that contact tracing course. Like I still haven't finished it yet. And how'd you make out with that? It had like 40 questions at the end. Was it one of the tests that had 40 questions?
Mm-hmm. I'm finishing. I got my certificate, but I'm thinking now where I go with this.
Well, did you add it to your resume?
No, I didn't make a new resume out, but that's why I have a phone call that I have to take care of because someone said they saw my resume. And I'm like, where I put my resume at?
Is it on Indeed?
I don't know if I put it on Indeed. So it must be. I don't know where she got it from. But
well, check. Where else could it be? You got like LinkedIn?
No, I don't have that.
Then it's probably on. It's got to be on Indeed, and just add it on there. You know, certified. Tracker. What do they call it?
COVID
tracker certification. You put that. Add that on there.
Yeah, I sure am.
Tag. I ain't even finished mine.
Yeah, and I was starting a new one too. Something else that was there.
What? Oh, for the same type of thing?
No, for something different.
Oh, okay.
Started.
Yeah, I like this little course. I said, you hot right on that? He was like, oh, I'm done. I said, done. I still ain't finished my other one. The girl's just so boring. She's so boring. I'm listening to her and she's got this monotone. I'm screaming. Oh God, I can't take listening to her anymore. Oh my God.
I know.
But luckily, she only has like 5 or 6 questions. I've seen that 40 questions. I said, I could barely remember these 2 and 3. What do you mean 40? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did that. I got through that.
You go, Z.
You know. But now I have to get through my 30 SKUs. And I have my book right here.
Your what?
My book right in here. But since you said that about COVID,
mm-hmm.
Now, I can't even say opioids and pain management for New Jersey nurses is mandatory to do that CEU. That one CEU is mandatory.
Since when?
Last year, like last time I had to renew my nurse's license, it was still the same thing. So now that's a mandatory thing that we have to do.
And where you get this course from?
It's out the book, Elite Healthcare. It's like New Jersey 30-hour license renewal package. So I'm off all this week. So I'm getting ready to do it, my 30 CEUs. But I also have other CEUs that I have because they offer them online. And I did a couple of them that was free online CEU. But I just get the book and order that too.
You know what? I don't even think I handed in my CEUs for this year when I renewed my license. I felt like the paper, and I did the test, and I was supposed to send the money off to get the certificate, and I don't think I ever did.
Yeah, I make sure I do that. And through the years, because I think that they should offer Zooms or some kind of like updated class and classes that you want to take. Like, mm-hmm. some stuff, but it's like a lot of money. Because I like wound care. So I wouldn't mind being a wound care nurse
Well, if you want to be a wound care nurse, you should come to my company. We got wound cares. They got some wound care now, but I don't know how that'll work around your school.
Yeah, see.
Because they got a case now they had to turn down because it's only me doing them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what you want, girl. You can definitely be that through my company. Because I'm doing that wound vac 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that because before I retired, we had did the wound care. But, you know, mm-hmm. the lady, she came in, she showed us how to use the vac, you know, the wound vac, all everything.
Yeah, it's easier than you think it is to do the wound vac. Mm-hmm. And plus, my mom had one, so I was kind of familiar with it.
Yeah, so. But back to COVID, like going to people's homes, I wonder, like, I guess you would have to always say you don't have a fever. Now that you think of that, like, is that going to be still the thing? Or, you know, what's your temperature?
Probably some places because they have those automatic, like in the hair store, they have a thing set up. As soon as you come in, you put your head on it and test it. But I want to know how many times do they clean that thing? It's not supposed to be those the ones you don't touch, but you got to get so close to for them to work. I got one. I hate it. I'll use it once and then go use it again, and it doesn't register the temperature thing right. So I'm like, how many people sitting there? And then they start taking your temperature on your wrist. Like, I've never been trained to take a temp on a wrist. Have you?
Nope, but guess what? That's what they do at the school. When every teacher come in, we have to stop at this little face machine. And they said they recognize my face. And then I put my wrist out. And they said, normal temp.
I don't think that's an accurate temp. Because how come we haven't learned as nurses to take a temp on the wrist?
No, that wasn't.
I don't think that's an accurate temp. I mean, maybe it's the same thing. But I don't know who came up with that. Because I don't remember that in my training. It's not even on the form. It's axillary, rectal, and tympanic. Like, it don't say nothing about no wrist.
Nope. But that's what they take in our temp, and it says you have a normal temp, 97.7.
I don't know. I got to investigate that.
Even at the school, like, the kids helped show me their wrists. And I was like, why do the kids keep showing me their wrists? When they're outside and they walk and they come in, their temps are low because they was outside. So,
right. And they're not even accurate. So that's what I'm talking about. I don't think that's right.
So,
and as things changed since nursing school this year, maybe I need to call the nursing school teachers and ask them, you teaching them to train them on the wrist? Is that an accurate temperature?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, it's crazy to me because we've never been taught that.
Yeah, but we've been out of school.
And these are non-medical people doing this.
Yep. Non-medical, but you know, some non-medical people know more than you do. But let's talk about, especially with Google. But I don't know, it has changed the field of nursing. Some people, you know, this COVID, they made a lot of money with all the, you know, people that's able to work because a lot of people was out sick. And somebody have to cover for them.
Yeah.
So other places, other states, you know, they was flying people in to work at the hospitals or agencies or nursing homes. I don't know. How do you think the nursing homes are changing?
I don't know. I got another phone call with COVID breakout where my dad's at. I'm like, I'm never going to get a chance to come and see him. She told me she would let me come and see him. Now you don't send home another message, and then already taught just went to school this week, and she's got a phone call. Oh, an outside source had COVID and came in. We're doing contact tracing. I'm like, dang.
It's because now think about it. Everyone's going away to college. Now, and it's not like the person there, like maybe the person there, but one of the students' parents got sick. So, or one of the teachers was sick. So,
they said it was an outside source. I guess it's somebody who delivers there, I think it was. But I'm like, oh my God, really?
Yeah, I think that's why I want the outside that Starbucks was closed around here because the person who delivered the thing had COVID. And then my friend at her house, the one who had COVID, they came in, they were the they were the Comcast person.
Okay.
And they had COVID.
Jeez.
I was like, do you get COVID?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe by next year. Okay. I think they still can check you. I think we still going to have Matt.
Yeah, I think so. Probably for a while. Mm-hmm. They'll try to get rid of it, but I don't think you really can.
Some people wearing it. You know, I was sitting in my car and I saw people without their mask on, study talking to people. His mask was hanging off his face, so I guess he's going to put his mask and go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you think that somebody want to talk to you with your mask?
Girl, I don't know.
What you doing?
I was looking for a piece of paper. Sorry. I'll stop.
You was looking for that paper.
I didn't think you could hear it. I'll sat down.
You know you can hear everything.
Yeah, I know, but I really didn't think you could hear it because I got my earplugs on. So I didn't think you could hear it, but I'll wait. Because I was thinking about that paper. Maybe, I don't know. It bothers me after I said it about those CEUs, me not sending that paper off. But then again, I thought that I got the certificate. I don't know. I'm just confused. I just got up to see if I could find the envelope. That's what I was looking for. But I think I'll have to look at my resume book because I would have put it there if I got it. Because it bothered me. I'm like, it's been a while. Like, how come I don't have that? But I must have sent it off because I couldn't find the envelope. I'll check it. But yeah, it's just so many changes in the healthcare due to COVID, more jobs due to COVID, and a lot of more, like we were more at risk due to COVID. I didn't really sign up to put my life on the line for nursing. That wasn't a part of the deal.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling somebody because they said, oh, well, you're a nurse and that's what you signed up for. I said, no one signed up for
no
kind of event.
We didn't sign up for this.
No. We have to help people. And I know we are helping people, but this is like a pandemic where if you want to help people, they should supply the things that you need to keep you safe. They didn't even have the safe equipment.
Right.
Now, when we saw overseas, you saw them, they had white suits on with oxygen, I think oxygen in their
tank. Yeah, tanks on their back and stuff.
Their own, you know, without getting the COVID virus affected them like that. They kept them safe. And over here, they like, well, here's some gloves and a regular mask. Go for it. And the doctors and nurses, some of them were passing away, allegedly, I think, from the COVID.
Right.
The beginning. And I'm like, I don't know about now where we are because they put it up all the time, like the deaths and how many people have COVID. And
you don't even hear it no more. They don't even talk about it no more.
Like they did in the beginning. It was like constantly. And now you're like, okay, we're still in a pandemic, but they're like not talking about it as much. But people are going to be out. And you're going to be like, why them people living in the street?
You're right.
But back to being a nurse, I'm going on the left field here, and you was trying to figure out how is it changing the nursing.
Yeah, I think somebody would like to know how is nursing's changed due to COVID and the different things that come out. It's a lot of different job positions and stuff that came out due to COVID. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they have a nursing shortage already, because they were saying like a lot of senior nurses are retiring soon and they don't have enough younger nurses that's willing to take their place, you know? But I don't know. It's just like it's just changing so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know my friends, they're RNs and they talking about retiring.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of them are retiring. But I like doing the skilled nursing visit. I like that because it's something different every day. Mm-hmm. And I like doing wound care. Like, you really feel like you're doing something when you do wound care. Like, because you're actually packing a wound or something like that. I just really like that hands-on thing.
And you see, but the thing is, you see it healing. I mean, you're the wound care, and you go there every week or 3 days or how many times that you do the wound care and check on it. You can see the growth of the healing.
Right.
And that's the best part. Compared to what used to be wound care, and how long it took to heal, and because I remember that, how long it took to heal compared to when that wound vac came, and I was like, "Woo, this is wonderful."
Yeah, because mm-hmm. the case I'm doing now, I mean, it's a massive wound. It's a massive wound, and I'm like, "Oh my god!" But I can actually see the difference in how it's healing. It looked, I saw it last week, and it looked really, really good. I'm like, "Wow," you know. Yeah, you see the progression, you see the healing, you see the change, and you see the response on their faces, you know? It just looks really good.
Yep, so that's one thing I did like about that. But, and I know they're trying to get me to have a care to go to someone's house to take care of a child, but I'm like, nah. Because you have to lift and all that, and I'm not into a lot of lifting.
Well, it's a kid, you said?
Yeah, you got to lift them and move them around and put them in the chair and do all that.
Yeah, that's how I'm doing with this kid I'm doing now, and I don't really like doing that.
Then my back is already, no. It did already, my back already had lifted all them heavy adults
mm-hmm.
for years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now, like you said, with the COVID, I don't know. It's probably other jobs out there that really open up because of COVID, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look those up, and maybe we can follow up on this one with the different positions that they have and maybe more of a research on how nursing's really changed since COVID, because it's not the same right now. I mean, when you're begging people out of retirement to come and work because they're that short staffed, that says something.
Mm. I sure do.
And I hear people say, well, I was in the hospital, the nurse don't come and ring my bell's been on. And yeah, it has. You know why? Because she got probably 13 clients and it's one of you and it's one of her. And you cannot give 13 people your undivided attention.
That's another thing. Yeah, I don't understand. Well, it's one nurse to 20 patients, and what do you expect? She can't make it to you until you know she gets there.
Yeah, because when you're in a nursing home, it's that one nurse to a whole hall full of people. You have to take care of the whole hall.
Did you hear me?
What?
Oh, how that's allowed? Who made that rule? To say you're allowed to have all those patients and do all those meds for those patients, and then you have to do it in a timely manner. Who allowed all this?
And you never know what you're going to walk in when you walk into a room. There's somebody, you know, everything looks fine. First, you got to do your rounds and make sure everybody has a pulse before the second shift leaves, and you check that out. Then you come with your med. Well, you're diabetics. So you got to do them first because it's almost time for dinner. By the time you get there, so you got to do all those blood sugars, and then you have to come out with the meds and stuff. And it's just, what if you go in there and then somebody's talking to you and you don't want to ignore them, but hey, you know, I got like an hour to get these meds. I really don't have time to sit here and talk to you for an hour. Mm-hmm. I understand, but I'm in and out. Or they say, you're always in and out. Yeah, I'm in and out all 20 of these rooms. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I don't have time to sit there. They didn't want you to write your notes. It's a lot nurses go through, and it's a lot.
If they didn't have, if you weren't, if me personally for the nursing home, that's a lot of patients for me.
It is.
To be responsible for. You want me to do their meds, their treatments, their notes, to make sure they got their, don't forget you're responsible for the nurse's aides too. You got to make sure that they gave, they got their snacks and their
the correct their, snack to the correct breakfast. Person.
Yes. And you, and then on top of that, their family calls. Because I remember I was at the nursing home. I just worked one day. I was on orientation. And a family member called. I'm giving out meds.
Oh, that was my thing too.
I'm not taking no phone calls. Because that's one thing I learned. This is a, that's a distraction.
Mm-hmm. So
the nurse's aide came and says, oh, the family member's on the phone. And I'm thinking, who phone did they call? Who answered the nurse phone? Is for everybody to answer. See, because I just started working it. I said, well, let her know that I'm busy now. I'm on meds. I'll call back when I get done my meds. So I'll keep on doing my meds. The nurse aide came back to me and said, well, I told him how she was doing. And the last nurse had, that didn't accept phone calls, they got fired. That's what she told me. And I said, well, I guess I'll get fired. I'm not worried about it. I know I'm protecting myself and my life.
That was my rule, too. I never took phone calls during the med pass because you don't know where you left off at. Did I give this one? It's too much of a distraction for that, you know? So, no, I never took phone calls. I once I'm on that floor, I'm on that floor until I'm done. I'm not taking no phone calls.
I'm not there for the family. That's what I'm saying to my son. I'm not there for the family. The family should appreciate that I'm there for their loved one. And that's why I'm a nurse. I'm there for the loved one. To take care of them, to make sure they're okay, and do the best I can to meet all their needs at the time. But they got to look at it. They is giving you too many patients. Allegedly. Yeah.
No, they alleged. Ain't. That ain't allegedly. They are. That ain't allegedly. I can speak for my own self, not for any other nurse in the world. I can speak to me. Having 30 clients and just me, that's a lot of clients.
Oh, luckily, I was on an orientation and I had help. And the lady, the nurse showed me her hands. Her hands, or the tips of her hand, were cut from opening the packets. They were cut up and you could see bruised up and cut. And she said, because she was the only nurse, like she had to work first and second because they didn't have enough help. And her hands was all messed up, the tips of her finger. And I hated not going back, but I was like, this is too much. I said, because this is just too much. Because like you said, they want to talk to you, the patients. And you're like, I don't have time to talk to y'all, really.
Right. And it's not that you don't want to, because you want to give every patient care. I mean, you provide them with their care, but you want to be cordial. But it's not possible with the time frame we have to give this meds and all that you have to do in that during that shift.
Yeah, like, because first I talk to you, I have to tell you all your meds that you're getting. So I'm telling you your meds are getting, how you feel. You know, in time to talk. You have time, you tell them their meds, you ask them how they feel, because you ask them how they feel all the time. Mm-hmm. They want to go on and talk about family and what they're going to do today and go on and on. But that's what I mean by, like, talk, don't have time. Like, I have time to do what I'm supposed to, like, give them their meds and tell them what they're taking and how are they feeling.
And they take the same meds every day. You give me your meds. But what are these? The same meds you took yesterday. Like, they're the same meds you took yesterday. You tell them what it is. I don't remember this blue one. I said, well, the blue one was there yesterday. Come on, lady, open your mouth. And at the nursing home, they're all over the place. That's the thing. You have to run them down. And I'm in the cafeteria. I'm in the dining room. I'm in the day room. I'm all over. They're in the bed. They're not asleep. They're outside. I'm like, look, that's the big part. And they don't wear ID bracelets. So you got to know who these are. And I'm like, well, who's that in the orange? Well, that's Kelly. You get to Kelly. This is Kelly. Oh no, that's Sue. I'm like, well, Sue almost got Kelly meds because you just told me that was Kelly. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I used to hate stuff like that.
Oof, yeah. But you know what? It's lucky we double check, triple check.
Yeah.
Because they might not even know their own name. What's your name, sir?
No, they don't know who they are. You call them, they think you got the snack, but we got the snack cart. There's chip. They think, you know, there's applesauce, there's pudding, there's juice. They think that's the snack cart.
Yeah, nursing home is something else.
Girl.
That's one nursing care. Mm-mm-mm. But I don't know, like, with COVID, how to affect nurses' homes is that you don't get to see your loved one, which I'm still trying to figure out how come they can't just get pushed to the front. And you look at the needle.
You know, they want me to meet my dad outside. My dad don't want to. It's a lot.
It's up to your dad if he want to go outside.
He's contracted. He's in pain when you get him out of his bed. And that's why I don't want to put him through that. Just so I can go say hi. And I don't want to do that. But she told me she's going to let me come in. But I haven't heard from her. It's been a week. It don't take that long. So I'm going to talk to him again.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm hugging my dad. I don't care who don't like it.
Yeah, you ain't seen your dad in no.
It's over a year.
Yeah.
And they come, well, why don't you come to the window? Because my niece came to the window. My dad didn't even know to look at the window to say hi to her. He didn't even, she's saying, Pop, it's me, Erica, Pop. And he's like, okay, hi, Erica. But he didn't even look her direction. So I don't know. So I need to come in and see my dad. If it was my mom, wouldn't nothing keep me? They would need a court order to keep me out of there because I would be there every day, whether they liked it or not. If it was my mom, I would find some loophole that I would have to do it because mm-hmm. I was there every single day with my mom, every single day.
Mm-hmm. That was my friend. She was there with her parents, both her mom and dad, every day. 2-3 times a day. She bought coffee in the morning. She was there for lunch. She was there for dinner. She was there constantly. That it burnt her out so bad. She was so burnt out.
It is a lot. It's a lot.
Out.
And I went right in from taking care of my mom to my dad overlapped. I was going to the rehab, then going to the nursing home because my dad had got sick right before my mom passed. And then I said, oh God, I got two parents to take care of. You know, it was a lot. And then my mom passed. And now I'm taking care of my dad.
Yep. That's my friend. Her mom passed and then her dad was in the nursing home. And she was going to see her dad too. Then he passed. And yep. Yeah, nursing home, the nursing care, and then a home nurse care. You know, do you take, when you go to people's homes, do they take your temp when you come in? I mean, how they do that? I mean.
No, I don't get no temp check when I go to somebody's house.
Yeah, so.
I take their temp, but I don't take mine.
You will automatically, if you don't feel good, you just stay home. You know, you take your temp because you'll know when you don't feel good. Even me, like when I went to the school to do my little temp, they had the wrong reading because I had my jacket in front of the temp thing.
Mm-hmm. See what I mean? They don't need to be taking temps. The nurse needs to be taking temps, not on your wrist. I'm gonna look that up. That bothers me. That wrist temperature. I just think that's something somebody brought up. I don't.
Well, they let it go. They are.
And I'm like, because I want to correct somebody so bad. I can't take a temp on your wrist, but I could be wrong. Who knows? They're doing all kinds of things now.
I joined the on Facebook. They had like a traveling nursing whatever, and I was like, well, maybe I'll get, you know, go to do a traveling nursing, like go to a different city and do nursing.
I won't do that. That's like working at an agency.
No. I thought about it. I was like, COVID, nah.
Yeah, my cousin, she's a OR tech or something. She's doing that traveling. And I said, if I didn't have a child and dogs, I probably would like to, you know, do something like that. But I don't know. I don't see nothing like that happening. Mm-hmm.
because I was saying summertime, especially. I said, well, you know, summertime, because my friend, she was looking at going to Hawaii. But I said, you have to have your license there, you know? So I said, if I do travel, that's why I was going to ask, what do you need for traveling, like, with your license and stuff? Do you have to have your license in every state that you go to?
You probably should get one of those compact licenses. They talk about Delaware is a compact state, but they tell me I don't have a compact license. So you need to apply to one of those compact states, and that way you'll be covered.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad we're talking about that. So that,
yeah, that's what you need.
Let me write this down on my little board. Compact.
Yeah, you need a compact license. I think it's called compact license. Yeah, it is called compact license because you just have to pick a state that has a compact license and apply for nursing in that state. And then I think Pennsylvania won. It's a couple. I thought they say Delaware is, but mine's, I got a Delaware license, but it's not a compact license. So
now I'll look into that.
I said New Jersey was supposed to become a compact state, but I wish they hurry up so I can go ahead and do what I got to do.
Because I said, well, maybe I'll do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nurses is changing, you know. First, I thought they was phasing out LPN.
No, it was... They have to have somebody to push around, so they brought them back. You know, or it's like they like to do desk work in some places. Allegedly, some places they do, but we were under them. They always used to boss. We used to do all their work until the fact they didn't even know how to do didn't know how to do the procedure when it was time for them to do it because they ain't done it in years. I'm like, I don't know how. I just never liked what the RN did, but now it's so many different things you can do as an RN. So
yeah, because some jobs that we had that wasn't there, they made it there so they can take over and push us out,
right?
But now we all need each other.
Yeah,
we all need each other. But yeah, we're gonna look into that. I'm gonna look into that compact license since you said it. When I come back. Yep.
Okay, y'all, we're running out of time, but we will continue this. We want to do some research, and we'll come back, and it'll be a part two, or not a part two, but we will continue this with more information for those who are curious.
Yes, I'm curious.
You're curious. Okay, well, I've got some homework to do, and I'll dig up some stuff, and I'll figure out, and we'll get back, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Because nursing is like something you could talk about on and on.
Well, thank you for listening to Talking with Von and Z.
Yes, and rate us. We don't have no ratings. I've been checking. Nobody's rated us yet. Give us a rating, please. And email us. Tell us what subject you want to talk about. You want to talk about something else or more nursing or whatever you want, you know, contact us and check us out on Instagram, Talking with Von and Z. We'll go live one day. We said we're going to do this. We're going to go live one day. So y'all need to meet us over there so you can follow along.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, definitely. Then.
All right. Talk to you later.